0 seconds of 1 hour, 0 minutes and 0 seconds. Switch off.
Hello, everyone. It's just a few minutes before 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 9th of October. No, it's the 10th. I'm sorry. Saturday, the 10th of October, 2015. And I am in my kitchen in our new house on the Isle of Skye, well, the house we're renting. And I am making a salad, an Israeli salad, for later. I don't know if it's going to be lunch or dinner or something. Probably for lunch. What an Israeli salad is. One of my favorite things about Israeli salad is that it doesn't include lettuce. Because I'm not huge on lettuce, really. I am a big fan of salad. But the reason I like Israeli salad is because it actually tastes a lot nicer than others in that you chop up very small tomato, cucumber, a bit of onion. So I did tomato, cucumber, some spring onion, some red pepper, and I'm going to add to that a bit of avocado, and I added already some pomegranate seeds. And I'm going to season that with olive oil, lemon, and a bit of salt. And only a little bit of olive oil. Olive oil, you know, a little bit of it, lemon juice, and a bit of salt. And I don't know, I really like it. So and it's so nice to be on audio again and to listen to everyone. It is really lovely. I see that October is on, and people are posting Octavers. Since I haven't done October, I'm not going to start now. But you know, and this is not like having a go at anyone. This is not a criticism, and it's not a strong thing. This is just kind of like a fleeting thought. So don't anyone take this personally. But I really wish that people wouldn't post all the Octavers. Like, I see people posting days, you know, that are way ahead of where we are now. And I understand that people don't necessarily have time to record, you know, during the week. You know, if they need to work or they feel like recording them all in one go. I get that, but I really wish that you guys would hold off and post them on the right days, like put them in drafts or something. And that's just me, okay? This is not a big thing, so don't anybody get all upset. Just kind of my thing, because personally I think it takes away from it, because all you see on your timeline is October, and I think it's kind of nice to wake up every day and find the one for the day. But that's just my opinion, so I'm just gonna not go on about it. But it was just a kind of a fleeting thought that went through my mind, that I wish that, you know, people didn't post tons of them in a row like that, because it takes away from the enjoyment. But that's just me. Anyway. So many things I want to say. It's been a very intense few weeks. We've obviously moved out of the college accommodation, thank goodness. And we did not have phone or internet in this house until... Well, we only got the internet on Thursday afternoon. And we got the phone a couple of days before that. And it was not an easy journey. First of all, As far as phone line, BT is the only player in town. And I'm not really all that impressed with BT. I don't know if you guys consider them a good company, but I found them a bit tiresome to deal with, a very annoying. And the internet is okay, but because of where we are on the Isle of Skye, we only get ADSL1, and so the download speed is okay. It's the upload speed that drives me absolutely bonkers. It's not very good at all, and so we're going to be paying. We've requested, and we got the fastest connection. Like, we can only get, like, 8 down, which we're getting. But we're getting 440 up, which is ridiculous. We were told that for £10 a month, they can double it, which is also ridiculous. But we are going to get it because, like, it takes me a long time to upload anything. And those of you who know me know that in these things, patience is not one of my virtues. I'm not a very patient person when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it does cost quite a bit to get internet out here. But you can't really be without it. So everybody pays and complains. We have FreeSat television, which is quite sufficient, really. We have over 200 channels. So I'm not complaining about that. We got the audio description turned on, which I'm very excited about. My studies are going quite, they're okay. I mean, they are a lot harder than I thought they would be. Most of you know that I'm quite good with languages, having learned quite a few in my life. But to be honest, I'm finding Gaelic extremely hard. Not really grammatically hard. Grammatically, I kind of get it. And grammatically, I think I'm quite a strong student. It's the words, the vocabulary. Gaelic is a very wordy language, if that makes sense. And the thing is that the words are not similar to any other language that I know. Like, it's not a Romance language, so, you know, French, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Romanian, Latin, all have common roots, so you can kind of latch on, but... And Gaelic is not exactly a Germanic language. It's not really like... I mean, there's some borrowed words from English and from Norsk, but... Yeah, I just find it difficult. I also find it difficult that in the course that I'm taking, there's actually quite a few levels, like quite people on very different levels. Like, there's people like me and a few other people who are pretty much beginners. I mean, yeah, we did the online stuff for a year. We have the basics, but it's nothing like when you really try to speak to people. So there's very few people like me, maybe two or three more. And the rest of the people, especially this year, and people did comment on it, are quite advanced learners in that a lot of them had Gaelic at home, either with their grandparents or where they grew up or their parents. So, you know, it's in their ear, it's in their brain somewhere. I think a lot of them actually know Gaelic. It just has to kind of open up, do you know what I mean? And so they're way ahead of the game, and that's a bit discouraging because I feel that I'm left behind. And of course there are the technical difficulties that comes with it, you know, come with accessibility, no screen reader, no braille code. That's what I'm trying to work on. Screen reader is being worked on. Which I'm very excited about. Actually, now that I think of it, the beta version of the Gallic Speech was supposed to come out, but I didn't get anything about it, so I need to see what's up with that. Because that would really help, I think. Just squeezing some lemon into the salad. So I'm a little bit worried. I mean, I have to remind myself that I've only been really studying for a month here, and a month is not, nobody expects you to be fluent after a month, but I feel that a lot of people are running ahead, and me and a few other people are staying behind. But I hope this will be all right. I am assured continuously that a lot of people feel this way, and that actually it happens for people after a few months. It will happen. So I'm waiting, again, not very patiently, for my brain to catch it. I am attending all my classes and things like that, but it's really, really not that easy. And now we have a semester break coming up, so I'm off for a week, which I'm very excited about because it has been quite intensive. And
this isn't your semester break.
It's a mid-semester break. Sorry, Jeff has just come in. He's
great minds think alike.
Kindly taken Rosie out. Sorry?
Yeah, she didn't do anything.
Well, she didn't do anything. At least she had a chance to go out.
Yes.
How is it out there? Looks quite nice.
It's got that very gentle rain, like neither has really got wet.
Yeah. This is a public audiobook.
Yes, I just did one too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I had no idea you were doing one.
No, me neither. I just did one. I haven't uploaded yet. I'm just about to do that.
Oh, there you go.
He's one outside.
I would like to do a tour of the house for you all. Don't think I'll do it right now, though. Oops. Just looking for the salt. And I want to thank a lot of you for helping me out, you know, giving me tips along the way about Tesco's and about internet and about cancel tax and about phones and all that stuff. We haven't gotten our cancel tax sorted, not because we didn't want to, but because the letting agent is on top of that. They need to sort it out. They said to us, don't do anything, we'll sort it out. So we did ask them to tell them to send us things in Braille. It's so good to be able to ask for things in Braille. As far as getting around on the Isle of Skye as a blind person, I have to tell you that it's a nightmare. There's really no good public transport, and there are no good footpaths either. So, at least in our part of the island. So, for us to walk, we have to walk on the road. Or in the woods. But there are no proper paths in the woods. There are ditches and things that you could fall into, so I am quite scared. So even though walking on the road is not very safe, I feel safer doing that. I rely on lifts a lot. You know, getting lifts, which goes against my nature completely, you know, because I'm such an independent person. But lots of other people do this too, you know, sighted people. Taxis are okay when you can get them. But basically, in this part of the island, it's a one-man operation, well, two-man operation, a husband and a wife. And, for example, they're going away for a week on this coming Wednesday. And so that means there'll be no taxis in the area at all. So if we want a taxi, we have to order it from 15 miles away. So they charge us for the privilege, you see. So I don't think, unless I had, I don't think I could live here long-term as much as I'd love to, unless it changes, or unless I get so rich that I could pay a chauffeur or something, which is unlikely. I think somewhere like Fort William would be, you know, a good, or outside, you know, one of the places outside Fort William or Inverness would be a lot easier. I also wanted to mention that I've been following the escalation of violence in Israel, and I am just, and so I worry about my family and friends, and I'm also very just worried about the situation in general. I can't say that I feel this, oh, well, I'm not there, you know, what a relief. I don't need to worry. I don't feel that at all. I feel like, you know, part of me is still there because I'm so worried about it. And I was actually speaking to my mother this morning, and it's just everyone is on edge. Everyone is stressed, you know, lots of stabbings, lots of people getting killed. And there's obviously lots of aggression on both sides. And I just worry that's, you know, this isn't going away. This isn't changing. There's always this, there's always violence there, except that sometimes it's really bad and sometimes it's really, really bad. So it goes between really bad and really, really bad. And I say to anyone who will listen, I say the problem is right now the Palestinians, you know, factually are the instigators of a lot of this violence. But unless and until Israel stops this occupying territories, even though right now Israel is not the aggressor, Israel will never have legitimacy in the eyes of the world because they're occupiers. And even, you know, when they're not occupiers, they might not have a lot of legitimacy because of things, but certainly can't be occupiers and then complain of violence, you know. It's not right. No, the violence is wrong. And a lot of people say, yeah, but if we give them this, and they want more, well, that's probably true. But you have to, in order to gain legitimacy, you have to be fighting another country. You can't be fighting a nation that you're occupying, because no matter what, they'll always be the underdog. And their weakness is their strength. So it's not as simple as that, and I'm oversimplifying it because I don't want to go into the ins and outs of it unless people really want me to, and definitely not in this boo. But there is no equality in this situation, and maybe there'll never be equality in this situation, but when you occupy someone, then y'all bets are off. You're, you know. And Israel doesn't need all this land, and yeah, okay, there's, you know, people who want Jerusalem to be this holy city, blah, 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 blah. You know what? What's more important, a piece of land or a human life? Seriously. I don't think these people who go and live in the settlements, I know that they believe that they're right, but the Palestinians believe that they're right. Everybody's right and everybody's wrong. And so I think, you know, people are being killed because they're fighting over land. I mean, does that really make sense? Is that really worth it? you know. Anyway, these are just my thoughts.
It's been on my mind. And I think that there are a lot of facts that are not reported in world media, and people outside the region don't really know what's going on. And don't know what it's like on either side. And so it's very easy for a lot of people to judge the situation from the outside and say, oh, you know, but when you have to live with fear on both sides, it does something to your psyche, and that makes you act in a way that doesn't seem productive. And so we have to stop the cycle of fear. Anyway, have to make the region safer. So these are the things that are happening. And it's just good to hear everybody's voices, and I've missed everyone. And the mobile reception in this house is almost zero, so I couldn't really do anything over 3G. And so it was out of the loop for a very long time, and it was quite, you know, isolating. But I'm here, and I love to hear from you, and keep hearing from you, everyone. And, yeah, we'll speak soon.